in Birmingham, Alabama today. A judge sentenced serial bomber Eric Rudolph to two life terms without parole for his involvement in a 1998 bombing of a women's clinic in the city. The incident killed a police officer and left a nurse with severe injuries. Rudolph still faces another sentencing next month for the bomb blast at the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games that killed one person and left more than 100 injured, and the 1997 bombings of an abortion clinic and gay bar also in Atlanta. William Singleton covered today's emotional hearing in Birmingham for the Birmingham Post-Herald. He joins us now from that city. Good of you to join us today on Talk of the Nation.
Thanks for having me.
How did the day go along? Were there any surprises?
Well, I don't think there were any surprises in terms of the sentence that Rudolph received. I remember back in April, he had agreed to a plea agreement to reveal the location of other bomb material that he had in North Carolina in exchange for life in prison without parole. He was facing the death penalty if his case had gone to court and he were convicted. And so when he agreed to that plea, that kind of sealed the fact that he would receive life in prison without the possibility of parole. And today it was just officially made.
Nevertheless, because of the hearing today, some of the victims of his bomb were able to confront this man in court.
Yes. Emily Lyons, a nurse who was severely maimed in the bombing, she had a chance to address Eric Robert Rudolph. She looked him in the eyes, and she had a 70-page, approximately 70-page statement. The letters on the page were amplified, of course, because she has sight in only one eye. And she basically had a speech that ironically thanked Eric Robert Rudolph for bringing attention to the cause of abortion cause. She also, in her speech, tried to kind of goad him to some degree.
Yeah, she called him a monster.
Excuse me?
She called him a monster.
Yes, called him that. She also said he was a failure, said that he had little success in his life. She even, in fact, showed him her middle finger that was twisted in the blast and had to be fused back, and she made a comment saying, I wanted to show you this, and, you know, I enjoy showing you this, and basically it was a reference to spite him. Mm-hmm. And it drew a little bit of laughter in the courtroom in a somber day.
She also said at one point that, as you mentioned, that he was a failure at the end of this day, that he would be going back to prison, and that abortion was still legal.
Yes. She said the three clinics in Birmingham that offer abortion services are still open. She's still alive, and abortion is still legal. And she's triumphing the fact that she's a survivor and that he has elevated her to a place where she speaks out on this issue, and that she, even though she's been severely hurt by this, enjoys her freedom, and he will no longer enjoy his freedom.
We also heard from the widow of the police officer who was killed in the explosion, and then we heard from Rudolph himself, who, well, there was no sign of remorse.
No, not at all. In fact, he took that opportunity, like he did in Atlanta, to express his outrage with U.S. Government and a society that condones legalized abortion. And he said that although it wasn't personal against Lyons and Officer Sanderson, who lost his life in that blast, that they were the victims of what he considered the abortion atrocity.
He said, abortion is murder and deadly force is justified to fight it.
Yes, he did say that. And that follows some of the extreme fringe that believe that abortion should be fought with violence.
This is regrettably not the first time that the city of Birmingham, Alabama, has been connected to terrorist bombs. How big a story was this in Birmingham, Alabama?
Well, in comparison to the bombings that occurred in the civil rights movement, I wouldn't say it was that big a story in terms of the sentencing. I think a lot of people knew that this was coming. It was ironic and interesting that the judge who presided over this hearing, he made a reference to the fact that Rudolph seemed very intelligent, but he didn't use his intelligence in the right way, and he became like those who bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church, which is just a few blocks away, that bombing killed four young girls, and he made that comparison and I don't think it was lost considering where this bombing took place in Birmingham, Alabama.
And as we said, he goes next to sentencing hearings in the city of Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, yes. That's scheduled for August 22nd. And then after that, he will be transported to the Supermax prison in Colorado, where he'll live out the rest of his years on Earth.
William Singleton, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
William Singleton joined us from his office at the Birmingham Post-Herald in Birmingham, Alabama. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.